a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The Kate Middleton conspiracy theories are only getting deeper after the princess was forced to apologise for posting an edited photo to the official royal Instagram page. Now. We've spoken about these conspiracy theories last week. A lot of people are like, why haven't we seen her since December? That's because she's recovering from surgery, says the palace. Oh.
Don't buy into it, Lauren.
It's funny that after, an hour after giving birth, she could come out of the hospital and give a wave and a photo opportunity, but people are saying abdominal surgery.
This is what I said last week, isn't it? Just stick your head out the window, go, g'day guys, g'day, and then pop back away, and then, you know, at least you've given us something.
They set up the photo in the car.
Yes, they did, but people are saying that's not Kate. If you look at her, doesn't look like Kate to us. Looks like a doppelganger.
Well,
could
this
be
one,
a wax figure.
This one that you're talking about is a family snap. Taken by William of Kate and the three kids saying happy Mother's Day over there. But it was noticed to have a few little Photoshop issues in it. And Kate has now issued a statement saying, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing, apologies, all of that. Made a few mistakes doing some Photoshopping. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. That somebody put a photo on Instagram that was touched up and used filters and maybe changed things a little bit.
No.
That has surely never happened before in the history of Instagram.
But this is the thing, Cameron Ling, if you actually look into it, right, the things that are edited are very bizarre. Like, for example, Princess Charlotte's sleeve, right?
Yeah.
Why would anyone edit a sleeve?
Has like it been lengthened or shortened?
Her arm is sticking out where the sleeve is finished. It's weird to explain. You have to go and have a look.
Might have moved some other part of the photo that then affected the sleeve.
Yeah, I know, but why? That's the thing. There are 16 Photoshop issues that they're saying, like Charlotte's hand. That seems to be. There's an empty space where the sleeve should be, right? Kate's zip, the top is further left than it should be. Charlotte's hair and her skirt and her knee are in question. And then, of course, Kate's right hand, which seems to bear the brunt of the conspiracy theories. It's a blurred hand, but the jumper is unblurred. And people are like, what's going on? Now, there was a kill switch, basically, that was flicked by big press outlets who were saying, hey, you need to stop distributing this photo because it's been doctored, right?
So what's Kate done? She's maybe... I'm speculating here, squeezed everything in a little bit, so maybe it's a tiny bit more flattering. Again, oh my God, Instagram has never done that before.
No, but it's not. That's the thing, though.
Well,
it's not
if
like...
If you move one thing, it affects every other part of the photo.
Honey.
Can stretch this,
honey,
stretch that.
Do you know what? I'll stay in my lane when we chat to Max Holmes later. You stay in your lane here. Because if you move, what they're saying is like, if you move a photo, why is her arm bigger than her sleeve?
Because
you know
it
I mean?
Stretched that part of the photo.
No, it doesn't work, Tom.
So, no, mate, you're making things up.
Thank
no,
you.
You're saying because she might have done it on Photoshop and then put it on Instagram. You're saying how you do things on Instagram.
No.
Oh, Tom, please.
I know you want to believe the best out of Kate particularly, but just it's not. We're not saying she did it for a nasty reason,
no,
but she did
we
a
love Kate.
She did a terrible job of it.
But that's okay, isn't it? So some of the horrendous photos I see on Instagram look like so ridiculously
but
fake.
This is the thing. She hasn't been seen since December. This is supposed to quell a lot of people, right? And it's the worst Photoshop thing.
And the statement, like they've got the royal family have got form for releasing statements from members of the family without it actually coming from the member or approval from the member. They did it to Prince Harry. Everyone thinks now they're doing it with Kate because Kate might be really crook and she's not been able to do any of this stuff and they're trying to make it seem like she is.
Well, she was seen this morning leaving Windsor Castle with Prince William just hours ago. After she apologised for digitally altering the photo.
Yeah.
So Will is headed to Westminster Abbey for the annual Commonwealth Day service this afternoon and she's not going with him. She's going to a private appointment.
Good. She's recovering, resting.
Yes, she
is. So she should have time. But because of all the conspiracy theories, she was forced to get up off her bed and do that walk at Windsor Castle to prove that she's still around.
She was in the car. She wasn't walking anywhere. Oh, she good. Was in the car
I hope
again.
She's resting again. After serious abdominal surgery.
I don't know if it's her.
Go to a song because I've got some things to say to you.
I've got no songs.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've been catching up with the Cats in the lead up to the first round, proper round, round one, this coming weekend when they take on the Saints at the new look GMHBA Stadium. We'll talk about the Selwood Stand a little bit later, but we've got fan favourite Max Holmes on the line. Morning, Maxie.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Really good. Really good to have you here, mate, because I've got a question for you. I spoke to Ollie Henry on Friday, and I've been asking, did he word you up about this at all?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
I've been asking everyone, you know, if you carved your names in the wet cement in the Selwood Stand as they were building it, and he said he didn't know of anyone that had, and I said, well, who's most likely to do it? And he said, your good self.
Yeah, well, when he was telling me about it, he said he was trying to frame it as an insult, but apparently he put it in a positive spin, so... Mate, yeah, I might carve a name in if that's going on, but
you're not adverse to the idea.
Yeah,
nah, that could be pretty cool.
It'll be there forever. That'd be nice.
Bit of a Holmesy Walls ear, like
it'd be cool. Yeah,
the Z and the ERE. Yeah.
Well, it seems pretty dry now, so I think you may have missed your opportunity there, Maxie. But
that's
okay.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, look, you played off half back in the Dons Pracky match, and you absolutely dominated. What's your preference, there or the midfield?
Well, I'm not really too sure at the moment. It's a bit funny because I probably wouldn't have thought I'd want to play back, and then it worked the other day. But at the moment, I guess I'm just happy to do whatever. And it's only a practice match, so it's hard to tell if it's going to work in game. Like, not everyone's playing as they would in proper matches. So I think just looking forward, we'll adjust as we go and see what works. So, yeah, not too sure what I prefer at the moment.
You did very well off halfback, Maxie, but we do love you in the midfield as well. I've got to ask this one. It is in the news, Maxie. Talk around your contract and all that. We're not looking for an answer here unless you want to give us one, of course. But what's the ideal scenario for you and perhaps timing to make a decision? What's the process you've got to work through?
Yeah, well, I guess at the moment we've just been, like, my manager has just been working with Andrew Mackie, and that's just, as my preference, not to get involved much at all. So, to be honest, when I'm talking, I don't know much. I'm just kind of just letting it all play out. And I think both of them know that I just want to play footy, and I'm not really fussed with what goes on in the background. So, I guess I'm happy to do anything whenever. But yeah, I'm not really
to stop
in the know per se.
To stop annoying people like me asking about it, have you got a preference for when you want to get it out of the way by?
Oh, probably sooner rather than later would stop a few issues, but not particularly.
Nah, fair enough.
All right, so tell me this, because you've got the first round, first match against the Saints at home, new look with the Selwood Stand, 40,000 people. It's going to be absolutely huge. How are you guys feeling about it? And more specifically, I want to know how you guys feel as a team about the Saints, because the things that Cameron Ling says about the St Kilda Football Club off air from his time playing, yeah, they're pretty fiery. So is there any sort of rivalry there?
Well, I'd say a little bit. I mean, I used to be a Saints supporter growing up, so I understand Ling's frustrations with them. some of those games back then, but I think Geelong ended up on top, really. But yeah, I'd say there's a bit of a tension there. We've had some close games with them over the last few years, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I think we're really excited to play in front of 40,000. They'll be the first to feel the full wrath of GMHBA Stadium, so I think it'll be really exciting, and hopefully that everyone can see what we've been working on in the pre-season. It'll be great.
Just out of interest for me, Maxie, who was your favourite Saints player back then?
God, I cop a lot about this, but it was Stephen Milne.
Oh, Milne! If you'd said
a very weird one.
If you'd said Lenny Hayes, you would have got a pass mark from me. But okay, sure, Milne. Well,
he was number two.
Yeah. Hey, Maxie, one of the biggest accolades this year that everyone is vying for at the Geelong Footy Club is the Vest and Ferris. It's back again for 2024. This is the one that Brad Johnson has on our show. I'm assuming everyone talks about it down at the club.
What is it? Yeah.
Yes. No, Maxie.
That's perfect, Maxie.
No.
What? It's the Vest and Fairest.
It's the Vest and Fairest.
Yes.
And, you know.
The great Brad Johnson has a company, Xena Vests, protective equipment, and it's named after that, a clever play on words. Everyone wants to win it, but that is gold. We'll be telling him tomorrow. You know nothing about it.
It's very talked about at the club.
We'll make a politician out of you yet, mate. All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for the chat this morning. All the best for Saturday and for season 2024, Max Holmes.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. And everybody else, there's still time to purchase yourself a reserve seat in the Selwood stand so you get that prime posse. And if you use the code KROCK at checkout, you'll receive a free two-game MCG reserve seat membership valued at $70 as well. T's and C's, of course, do apply. So get online, KROCK at checkout, to get that free deal.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROCK 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, we are talking turbulence. It's a good excuse to keep cranking that one out. This is Latam Airlines, which was the flight from Sydney to Auckland and was then eventually going to be heading to Santiago, Chile. There's been a bit of a strong movement in the cabin, is the way that they're describing it.
A strong movement at my place on the weekend.
Ew. People hit the roof in this case on the plane.
Crazy.
So did I.
Oh, my goodness, is what they were saying about the turbulence. But there's footage of it. It is crazy stuff. Now, I did want to add this before. I think 50 people got checked out for injuries. 13 were pretty serious, and one, I think, really serious where they had some broken bones. But everyone's okay, I believe, now, which is great news. But watching the vision of it, I thought, I have never, fortunately, experienced turbulence like that before. Mm. I've had the little stomach drop, the ooh type stomach.
Hello. Yeah.
I've had the little bit shaky, bit of a rough ride, like I don't need this going on any longer, otherwise lunch is coming up type turbulence. I've never had anything like this before. And that's what we're asking. Has anyone experienced it? This was crazy stuff.
Yeah, and not just turbulence, but stuff that you were talking about too, Tom, like the mast coming down.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I've never had that situation. Or, hey, you know, we've got a circle and circle and oh, we've run out of fuel. Don't worry about it. Like anything like that.
Mm. Is Bruce Willis trying to get the airport all clear for us down below so we can land the plane? Sabrina in Ocean Grove is on the line. Sabrina, have you ever experienced turbulence, anything like this?
Look, we didn't have turbulence, but we were on a flight from Switzerland to Dallas and suddenly, like, we were all cozied up watching a movie, everything was fine, and then I started smelling something, and I looked at my boyfriend, now husband, and I was like, do you smell that? And we look around, and the entire cabin is full of smoke.
What? Oh,
no.
And then we're like, what's happening? And then the flight attendants, when I'm panicking on a plane, I always look at the flight attendants, and if they're chill, then I'm chill. They were not chill. They were, like, quickly walking up and down the aisles searching for things. And then the pilot walks down the aisle, and I look, and he's at the back of the plane on the phone.
What?
So we start, like, I'm, like, trembling, scared. My boyfriend at the time, he was like, maybe we should put our shoes on, as if that's going to help us. You know, solid plan. We put our shoes on. We felt a little bit better about things.
It turned out
that one of the electrical outlets on the other side of the plane had shorted out, and so they had to shut that side of the plane's electric down, so they had no entertainment or anything.
Crazy. It wasn't just someone having a dart in the toilets. It was serious stuff.
It was definitely like burning smoke. It was not cigarette smoke. And it was terrifying at the time.
From the sound of that, I'd much rather hit.
We hit
Thanks, Sabrina. Appreciate your call.
All right, let's go to Tanya from Lovely Banks. Tanya, has something hectic happened to you on a plane, like turbulence or otherwise?
Yeah, it wasn't turbulence. I was coming home from Sydney into Melbourne Airport, and it was a massive storm. So as the plane was landing, you can feel it shaking, and then it hit the ground with only on two wheels. You can feel it sideways, and then it went back up.
Oh.
And then it tripled again. And then they said, oh, we're going to try for another landing. And then it did the same thing again. We went down, and then it hit again on two wheels. Literally, it felt like we were sideways. Absolutely pooped my pants. So yeah, it was like shaking, hit the ground sideways and then hit back up. But yeah, they did it two times until we finally circled again for a few minutes and then landed properly. And we literally clapped. I'm not that clapping landing person, but, but when we landed and we were still alive, it was scary.
Oh my God, the old tap when you land and then go back up again, that's horrifying.
Yeah,
that's
shout out
so
to anyone
scary.
That's flying out today. Yeah, I mean, you're a bit nervous about that.
You're on the way to the airport.
Have
right?
a great trip.
You will be fine. It'll no, be trust fine, me. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.